Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign. I'm back.
Neat.
I'm here. I'm anxiously awaiting a delivery of pens. What? There's a pen that I like. They're really expensive in a store. They're cheap on Amazon.
It's a nice pen, man.
They are nice pens. Stop giving me shit.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
What kind of pen is that? What's it called?
It is a Uniball Jetstream.
A Uniball.
Yeah.
Oh, I stole one of those from you. They are nice.
You cock.
I stole all of those from you.
Yeah. I had three of them at one time, and my last one just broke on the trip. So I just ordered, six of them.
That's what I keep in my pocket.
It's a good pen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take good care of it.
No, I don't think I got it from you.
No.
Although I need to call everyone I've had sexual contact with and let them know that I have Uniball Jetstream.
You just explode with ink every once in a while. You're like an octopus in that way every time you get anxious.
It's weird.
How do you think they stop people from shoplifting octopuses from the zoo?
Well, because first off, the zoo isn't the store.
Chris, the heart of comedy is yes and, right? So when you start poking holes in my dumb sentence.
They have stores.
Yeah, generally. Where you can buy some astronaut ice cream or a Slinky.
How are those zoo related? Why are they there?
Chris, Every gift shop has the same shit. It's like every drive-in diner kind of has the same paperware and the same fries, right? Yeah, I just say it's all the same supplier. There is a company that just whenever you build a museum, they'll come to you and say, "Hey, it kind of looks like you want to sell a bunch of rocks in a little velvet bag. So here's a bin full of rocks for you to comb through and then buy." Here's one of those tubes that you can't hold on to.
Right.
Yeah.
Paperweights,
yeah.
Coffee mugs, steins for some reason.
Chris, you have to cover your drinks. I exclusively drink out of steins.
Yeah. Whenever I see those at the thrift store, they always just look so filthy.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts.
Lots of little crevices and folds.
A little bit too ornate.
Run it through
an autoclave every once in a while. Like any kind of drinking or eating vessel with a hinge is a dicey proposition.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, what's your name?
That's what I'm not fat. I'm ornate. My name is Chris.
My name is Cole. What episode is this?
Episode number 155
of the internet comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
That's correct.
We're here to entertain your asses. Yeah.
I have lynx.
You have stories this time.
I went to the zoo and bought a lynx.
if by bought you mean stole, and if by stole you mean one escaped and latched onto you with its claws,
right?
Then yes, you bought a lynx. Or you bought an Atari lynx and you're playing Aliens versus Predator on it.
Let me just say now, I haven't seen my neighbors in days.
Cool,
right?
Yeah, why is that?
Because the lynx ate them.
Oh, okay, cool.
So hey, this was supposed to be on last week's deal because it was on the front page at Gawker.
Okay,
which was actually, it came from Valley Wag, and I'm sure it'll show up a couple other places. Yeah. But evidently there's some drama in the tech and gaming world between the man and the woe man.
Yes, Gamergate is what people are calling it.
Okay. Well, this is not about that, so rest easy, because I don't want to listen to you go on about that for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah. So yeah, let's keep this in there. Like we talked about it a lot on the level. We've talked a lot about it on pretty much every other show that's related to games. If you can't guess where we stand on this issue, then I'm really sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing, is that there's a guy named Blake Francis. He's the founder of the question and answer app Need. He tried to buy favorable press from a female reporter by actually taking her a gift basket.
Okay.
Showed up in the hotel lobby. Actually, it was the lobby of her work. I'm sorry. She works for the Chronicle. It was after hours. He said, "You haven't responded to my emails, and I wanted to get your attention." He brought this basket. It's a wicker basket filled with sex toys, lube, raw oysters, and tequila.
Jesus Christ.
And didn't understand why that was inappropriate.
Why is everybody looking at me like that? Oh boy, those are big guys in uniform coming after me. Oh, they're descending on me. They're descending. I'm tased. Ow. What's wrong? Miss Andre, stop. You hate men. Stop. Yeah. Blah.
The female reporter has since commented, "Francis didn't seem to grasp that sex or a woman's sexuality isn't a topic appropriate for a professional setting."
Yeah. I think that's
your tech, Cole.
Yeah. It's not my tech. I want to dislike. So this is something that I noticed that I've noticed over the past like 6 months, right? It even just in doing pre-pro for this show, like you'll know if you've paid attention to the kinds of stories we select, like there's been substantially less like science and tech news, because it's ceased to be, you know, the conversation has ceased to be dominated by cool things that will make people's lives better, or like interesting curiosities that you know will benefit you in some way by knowing about them, and it's more about social question and answer apps that are, you know, being evaluated at a billion because maybe they're going to take off in China, and also incredibly gross people who, you know, want to replace the world as it exists now with this hyper efficient dystopia where everybody drinks nutrient sludge and the technorati will, you know, ride on top as the new monarchs. It gets really, really gross, really, really quick. And ValleyWag is a great site to watch if you just like immediately want to hate the fact that like at one point you thought a smartphone was like a really good point, you know, a good thing in your life, which it totally is. Like, it's irrational to say things aren't better because of, you know, this, you know, this technology, right? Like, oh, it lets you do more stuff, right? But boy, oh boy, is it just getting like inward and backward and just gross in a lot of different ways. I'm sorry, you didn't want me to go off on a rant, but I totally did.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just don't understand where this guy gets off thinking he can take alcohol in the workplace.
I know, right? It's unprofessional.
It's not like Mad Men, Cole.
Chris, times have changed. Times have changed, you know? So, some workplaces like mine have alcohol, like, you know, just institutionally available. Like, it's more prevalent than water. However, you know, you have to respect that. You have to know about their policies on alcohol before you take it in there. I think it contributes to a moral decay. It's a rot. It's rotting. I don't know.
The rest of it's fine, right?
Yeah, I mean, just personal massagers. Like, you get tense. It's, you know, it's basically like hiring a masseuse.
Yeah, I mean, how else are you going to zone in on that one sore spot if it's not shaped like a pencil?
You know, it's shaped like a rabbit because they're very precise, very active, very nimble creatures. I assume that the hare won that race. Never got to the end of the story, but you know, man. And do you know what that lube? Offices full of squeaky chairs. He's just doing a favor. for her. He says to you, you are a member of the press, and I don't want you being distracted by squeaky apps or by squeaky chairs as you are writing about my app.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, no, it's. I think that that is the way that story ought to have been presented. I think that the liberal media, the feminist biased press out there, are really putting this guy in a less than negative light. When in reality, he's a hero. He's creating jobs by I'm sure doing some fucking social horse shit that doesn't contribute anything except to gathering people's data. Fuck you, Silicon Valley. Fuck you.
Francis Blake.
Fuck you, Francis Blake. Sorry. Why can't we go back to olden times? Why can't we have, actual tech?
Francis Blake. He sounds like the captain in the regatta that's, sabotaging other boats.
Just out there, just cutting the rigging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
8-time regatta winner Francis Blake. Maybe one of Rebecca's boyfriends on Cheers.
Which one was Rebecca? Was that Rhea Perlman?
No. Who are you?
I don't know.
No, it was the one lady, the Kirstie Alley. Yeah.
Oh, she was Diane's replacement?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm not as up on Cheers as you are.
Well.
Yeah. It's all on Most Netflix, aren't. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I don't know.
Sha-na-na-na. That's not the show. Never mind.
Okay, cool. I don't know. See, I think tech really, really peaked with the claw machine, Chris. I really do. It's plain, simple. It tells you exactly what's going to be in there. There's a little bit of manipulation behind it, right? But if you are, I feel like young people, especially children, are innately in tune with life hackery, right? They're aware of efficiencies. They're allergic to bullshit. They see systems and they say, I can get around that in order to get the toys that I want. Such as this 18-year-old, sorry, not 18-year-old, 18-month-old who saw a claw machine. He was out with his grandma and then decided to climb up inside it.
It's a common to catch a predator mistake.
What, setting up claw machine honey traps?
This 18-year-old.
Oh, I'm sorry. I slipped. What did I do, Chris? What did I do? Yeah. There's not really that much of a story to this, except for the fact.
Yeah. When you're done with them, you just jam them in a claw machine.
There for the next one. A claw machine with kids.
At a pedo bar.
Yeah. Well, see that it gets super hairy because the way claw law works, anything that passes over that threshold immediately becomes the property of whoever wins it. So once that kid gets into the general prize pool, he's fair game. That is the easiest way to lose custody of your kids, and nobody talks about it.
No. I mean, they talk more about losing your kids at poker,
Yeah. Well, I mean, you want to make sure Violent Jimmy doesn't break your legs, which I think Violent Jimmy is actually is the full name of Violent J from the Insane Clown Posse.
Which why someone would take a kid as collateral on a poker game, I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a huge responsibility. Here, you raise this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's that, a full house?
Yeah. And why are these people always trying to win money to afford shoes for their baby?
No, daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was baby needs a new pair of shoes.
No.
I might be thinking of an episode of Rugrats.
No, it was Muppet Babies.
Okay. Kermit needs a new pair of shoes. His legs are just flopping around out there. I've said all that I want to say about this.
I'm glad.
It's your turn to talk.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just deciding on which way I want to take this. What is CCTV, Cole?
Closed circuit television.
CCTV. I think I need to know.
Yeah.
CC
DeVille is the guitarist for the Scorpions.
It's Chinese television. China Central Television.
Okay.
It's Chinese government. It's C-SPAN in China.
Okay.
Everything happy all time.
Cecil Deville was with poison, not with the scorpions. Sorry. Continue.
They have some tips for Chinese people trying to choose an English name. Because apparently Chinese people can do that.
For their for their D&D characters?
I think it's just for being called that.
Okay.
Because it's cool and it's hip, I guess.
Yeah.
So some of the tips that this Chinese central television states as you're generally good to go with respectable names that come with implications of wealth, such as Elizabeth, William, or Catherine. Try to stay away from old-timey names like Gertrude or Percival. Food names such as candy, sugar, or cherry are, quote, not smart girl choices. And also run the risk of sounding like, quote, stripper names. Likewise, avoid names that have a blatant sexual connotation, such as creamy and dong.
this is my Chinese friend, Percival Creamy.
Or anything
creamy
that supplements
Percival.
Anything that supplements Wang.
they have to be educated on the sensitivity of the Wang issue.
the notorious Biggie Wang.
Okay. Like what augments Wang? Like Dong Wang?
No, like Dirty Wang.
Oh, yeah. this is my buddy, Dirty
Chicken Wang.
Dirty Gertrude.
Nope. Nothing for Chicken Wang. Oh, okay.
No, I was saying my own joke. Now you know how it feels.
Yeah, I guess so. If you're looking to rebel from conformity, go ahead and personify objects like dragon, fish, or lawyer. However, don't be surprised if you get many confused or amazed looks from foreigners. Avoid those names if you want a callback from that serious law firm in America.
Hi, I'm your lawyer.
Stay away from famous names. You've got a lot to live up to if you adopt Madonna, Einstein, or Obama. Mythological or religious characters: Satan, Jesus, Hercules, Dumbledore.
That's fiction. That's not myth or religion.
Are similarly questionable. A good way to work out the feeling of a name is to watch a bunch of American movies and sitcoms. They're full of name stereotypes. The good girls are all Jane. The jock boys are still buds, and the geeks are called Sheldon.
This is remarkably practical advice. Continue, if there is more to continue with.
There's one link off of this. It's a 25-year-old Swedish guy who says he has the longest name in the world.
It just has instructions for a loop inside of it. So it's 10 hours of wah 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 wah.
His last name is Ek, E-K. His first name goes a little something like this.
Uh-oh.
Kim Jong, sexy, glorious, beast, divine, dick father, lovely iron, man, even unique, Po, Un, Win, Charlie, Gora, Chaos, Megan, Hansa, Kimmy, Hombero, Uno, Master, Overdance, Shake, Booty, Bebop, Rocksteady, Shredder, Kong, Ulf, Roadhouse, Gilgamesh, Flap Guy, Theo Arsehole, I'm Yoda Funky Boy, Slam Duck, Chunk, Dorma Juka, Pekka, Ryan, Super Air, Russell Salvador, Alphonse Mulgan, Acta, Papa John Nama, Eck.
Papa John. I'm surprised you didn't go further with the there's a rich creamy vein of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in there.
I know.
Yeah.
Michelangelo would be too on the nose.
A little bit. This is my cousin Ryo Chun Li Guile. Guile Sankey.
Theo Arsehole. I'm a Yoda Funky Boy. I'm a
Yoda. See what that sounds like. And this might be Chris, we're always looking for new business opportunities here. you probably do a Kickstarter And whoever donates the most money gets to contribute a little snippet for that name. And then you change your name to that.
Each name change in Sweden costs $184.
Oh, yeah. So he was just trying to get the most bang for his buck. This is the heaped high plate at the all you can eat buffet.
He has shorter. He's had other names.
Oh yeah,
shorter names.
Mm-hmm.
Osama bin Alexander, Alexander Gargamel Pohatan Genghis.
Anything else?
Yeah, so that's a thing.
Huh. Sounds delightful. And so they're telling Chinese people to just do that.
The only comment in here from the guy says, "I don't always get my mail."
This guy rules.
So that's that.
Huh. I've got another story about names, but it's nowhere near as elaborate as that. So there are some just kind of like studies or thought being put out there as hurricane season draws to a close about the effect that hurricane names have on names in the general population, right? So obviously, Katrina put a stop to that name, right?
Right.
However, Hurricane Andrew back in 1992, nary a dent in the name Andrew. Nothing like that. And here's the weird thing. After Hurricane Charlie, that name skyrocketed in popularity, except for girls.
I mean, they don't call them that very often, do they?
Call girls Charlie or...
Yeah.
I feel like that's happening more often, actually.
Seems like a porn thing.
Chris, what kind of porn are you watching?
A lot?
Yeah. No, like Justin McElroy from the My Brother and Me. His little girl's name's Charlie. I have a friend who whose daughter is named Freddie, which is short for Winifred.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like that's a thing. It's a little bit of a trend, but it's a thing. I don't know. I'm going to go from that to an actual story because I feel put to shame by that. Chris, careerbuilder.com just put out a list of the most dubious excuses for calling in sick. Okay. I'm just going to go up these by the let's just go in reverse order from number 10 to number 1 Letterman style. Okay. Number 10. Employee I can't even get through it. Employee accidentally got on a plane. Oh, where am I? What's happening? Where are we going? As we established last week, it is impossible to accidentally do anything on a plane. It requires a tremendous amount of effort.
Could accidentally be a good human being.
Oh, yeah. Just inadvertently. Oh, no. Number 9. Employee caught their uniform on fire by putting it in the microwave to dry. Can't do it. Help.
Okay.
Number 8. Employee had a gallstone they wanted to heal holistically. I have to watch reruns of Friends and just think non-gallstone thoughts, please, as I drink this tincture.
Right.
Yeah. Number 7. Employee got stuck in the blood pressure machine at the grocery store and couldn't get out.
Every day.
Every day
in this nation.
Do you know how many amputations have to happen? This national nightmare has to stop.
If by stuck you mean mesmerized by the video playing in the little LCD screen about diabetes.
just zoned in on that. Number 6. Employee had a quote lucky night and didn't know where he was. She fucked my memory away.
Oh, my God.
It was electrifying.
She bounced up and down in my memory.
Number 5. Employee woke up in a good mood and didn't want to ruin it. That's pretty fresh. I like that a lot.
That's good.
I like that. That's not even an excuse. That's not an excuse. That is like an Office Space revelation. Number 4. Employee had been at the casino all weekend and still had money left to play with on Monday morning.
Okay.
Again, pretty good. Like, that's just an admission. It's an admission of a problem. That'd be like if somebody called in hungover to work. Like,
right.
It's just there's self-awareness and honesty in that. Number three, employee was sitting in the bathroom and her feet and legs fell asleep. When she stood, she fell and broke her ankle.
Have you ever done that?
Oh my gosh, it's upsetting. Like, just camping out, working on a project. Yeah, I've had my legs fall asleep on the toilet.
Really, pretty much for the past couple of years, I don't shit without my Fun Noodle headband.
I saw
it on Pinterest.
I removed all other fixtures from my bathroom. It is just a toilet on a tile floor with a drain in the middle of the floor and a spigot on top. Nothing I can hit my head on. There are no walls even.
No, I got a router with a cutter bit that just chamfered everything.
Number two, employee's plastic surgery for enhancement purposes needed some tweaking to get it just right. Chris, looking good at work is so important.
Ooh, even more important nowadays.
I know, right?
With all the lube and oysters.
And number one, employee just put a casserole in the oven.
Well, I wonder what that means.
There's hidden messages behind everything, you know?
Now, have you called off and said something that maybe could have been on that list?
Not really, no.
I have.
Okay. Do you have an admission?
I called off.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I left for lunch and didn't come back.
What'd you say, though?
I was filling up my gas tank on my... before I came back from lunch, and the nozzle came out and doused me in gasoline.
I have to go take care of that.
I have to go to the hospital.
I'm covered in gas now. This is a medical emergency.
I actually have done that.
Okay, but it wasn't at that time.
On the job. I doused myself in diesel fuel. Yeah. Got it on my genitals.
You were just reenacting your favorite scene from Zoolander, though.
No, I really did that.
Huh.
Yeah, when I worked at the golf course, they have like the diesel tanks that are gravity fed, like they're up on stilts.
Yeah.
And I was filling a mower, and like it came out, or like I pulled the hose out and it didn't shut off all the way. And like I poured diesel fuel all over the front of me. It really burns the genitals.
Yeah, I can imagine it's an irritant. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, like I've never like made up an excuse, I don't think. But then again, for the past 3 years, I've worked in an environment where I can kind of come and go as I please, as long as the work gets done.
Yeah, but this is like, you know, when you're defining your work ethic as a child.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, in the factory.
Yeah. Sorry, my I upgraded to iOS 8 and Yosemite. And now every time I get a text message, everything just starts exploding. Sorry, if you're hearing lots of dings in the background, it's because even though I silenced my phone, both my iPad and my computer are now acting as text alert machines. Chris, it's like living in a goddamn pinball machine.
It sounds like somebody blew up the Wave factory.
If it sounds like somebody's shopping for a ringtone, it's because I received an automated alert about a deal at a supermarket. Yeah. No. So,
hey, Cole, I got a story about a Macedonian man.
Okay.
Yeah. He chopped off his penis and threw it in the trash.
Cool.
After his girlfriend dumped him because of his lack of bedroom skills. The man told medics he felt his small-sized penis was to blame for the split between him and his girlfriend. He said, nah, it was useless, so I cut it off.
You know, Chris, the importance in a trust is so important in a relationship. And if he's taking her comments, if he's taking your feedback in good faith, why wouldn't he do that? Why wouldn't he cut it off? She said it must be true.
Well, most people won't change for another person.
Right.
You know, hey, I got rid of the problem.
Yeah. Just like, hey, lose a little bit of weight. By which I mean
you're making mash flat, you know, smooth spots.
Mash flaps? Is that what you were about to say?
I said smooth spots.
Okay, cool. I kind of wish you would have said mash flaps because that's even grosser.
They don't put a flap over it, do they? When they
As Chris, there are as many combinations as there are stars in the sky.
What do you do
when
you don't have a penis? Do you just like Velcro your sack up above your pee hole or what? How do you do that?
No, I think that it's you know,
it's a pee laying down.
Chris, it's dealer's choice. I think you have to be hooked up to a machine. it's all dialysis all the time from now on.
You have to pee laying on your belly, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. No. It's you know, modern medical science.
like you were riding a sport motorcycle.
Like it's a massage table.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Just strap on your foot noodle and send your massage table urinal.
Yeah. Man, Chris, all these inventions we're coming up with. There's an amazing video online, Chris. I don't know if you saw this, but I'm impressed by it. It's a local news story about a kerfuffle that happened on Hollywood Boulevard. Chris, the city of lights, the city that never sleeps. Hollywood, La La Town. Okay?
Okay.
There's a tradition, you know, on the Walk of Fame of people dressing up like characters. Except, well, this video appears...
Fondle me Elmo.
This video appears to show Mr. Incredible from The Incredibles and Batgirl struggling until Chewbacca intervenes, trying to break up the their tussle. Batgirl then scratches Mr. Incredible, which brings in Waldo and Freddy Krueger to try and intervene to stop this from escalating. They try and hold back Mr. Incredible, but he gets loose and chases Batgirl before punching and kicking her and flipping her on the sidewalk. Bystanders chase the characters off as Batman just stands by and watches.
Some British tourists say, "You've just witnessed a happening."
What's that from? I just know that from Man on the Moon after the Friday skit goes wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So we got Batgirl, Chewbacca, Freddy Krueger.
Did you tell me what they were fighting about?
No, there's like nobody.
The last hypodermic needle. What? Needle.
I like to imagine like the tunnels underneath Hollywood Boulevard just being full of these characters who never break. Ooh, I want to go see Birdman. I want to go see Birdman. Continue.
It was Batwoman's turn to wash the needles.
Yeah, and she didn't. You know, she was out there.
She hates Walmart potties.
See, what's the horrible thing about this? It's a. You know, this production company
happened horrible about it.
The production company happened to catch it all on film. It's truly a miraculous piece of footage. But when you take the costumes away, it's just an example of horrifying man on woman violence in the workplace. Like Mr. Incredible just wheels back and fucking punches Batgirl. I'm sorry, Oracle. He breaks her legs and turns her into Oracle. Somebody laughed at that. Don't worry.
You know, they're not showing Birdman in this shithole town I live in.
They're not?
No.
Where's the closest showing?
How do I find that out?
I don't know. I mean, you have like, what, 3 theaters up there?
Closest showing of Birdman. Attack of Michael Keaton. How do I... Now playing Fox Searchlight... I don't know how you find that out.
Yeah, I just, man, why is this so hard?
There's Birdman, Showtimes.
Showtimes, Fandango.com. It looks like a good movie.
Fandango. Hey, that's right. How many miles do I have to drive to see that flick?
Oh, wow, it's only showing at the Esquire down here.
Yeah, that's weird. I thought it had a national release.
Yeah, that's where
they did press like crazy.
They did. It's Michael Keaton. It's on his way back. Keaton's on the attack.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. But that'll probably end up being one I have to watch at home, because I guess it's not showing in this shithole town either.
Hey, Cole, an Alabama mom says her 5-year-old daughter got into a heap of trouble for drawing a picture of a gun and aiming her crayon in a gun-like fashion.
Okay.
Little Elizabeth, the 5-year-old girl, was assessed by the school for suicidal thoughts and was forced to sign a contract promising not to kill others or herself.
That'll work.
Right. The mom says this isn't right. She's 5 years old. Most of these words on the contract, she can't even understand.
my kid's a stupid fucking idiot.
So your issue with this is that she had to sign a contract she didn't understand.
Lady, have you ever installed iTunes? Because you probably signed a contract you don't understand.
What's Eula?
Eula? Eula died 10 years ago.
Uvula? That's in my body.
That's at the back of my throat.
Yeah. Nah, so that happened.
Huh. That's funny. There are people... I read a version of that story where people were protesting that along the lines with... there was a kid, I think, in Cleveland, a Sikh child, who had to fight in order to... Yeah?
Easy.
What?
You can't just call Sikhs a Sikh.
Yes, you can. It is a child.
That doesn't sound right.
It's a child of the Sikh religion.
Like Puerto Rican.
Sikhism is actually pretty cool if you do any research into it. It's a nifty religion. Chief among that, it is in their holy text that they have to carry around this fucking cool dagger
to fight off Sikh monster.
Yes, the monster that devoured Sikhs. It's their version of the devil. No, we're joking about somebody's religious beliefs. However, this kid,
it's to protect the Sikh kids from crib death,
from Sid,
right?
Sikh Sids. Ugh, I feel gross saying that. So this kid, you know, had to fight to be able to carry his dagger, which, you know, it's a little bit dicey. You know, zero tolerance rules are pretty stupid. It's just an instance of, you know, where do rights begin and stop? But then this story with the girl drawing the gun is mentioned in the same breath, and people are saying, her religious freedom's being. Like, this kid can carry a dagger, but this little girl can't express her religious freedom to draw a gun, which really goes a long way towards saying, like, yeah, okay, they're finally admitting that guns are part of their religion.
Basically,
yeah.
Or like, maybe it was, I think it was in South Carolina where the kid, he was like a freshman in high school. He had an assignment to write a story. So he wrote a story about killing his neighbor's pet dinosaur with a gun.
Ugh.
And the teacher called the police and he was arrested.
That sucks.
Yep.
Yeah.
His neighbor's pet dinosaur, Cole.
Well, I mean, they're not a lot of dinosaurs left. Like, maybe they got out in front of some really, you know, some really bad stuff there, you know?
There's birds everywhere, Cole.
Chris, you think I don't know that? They know where I'm at, and I know where they're at, okay?
I see you, Crow.
What is that? Is that Roderick?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good show.
Just want to let them know I see them. I know where they are.
Yeah.
I know they're there.
You know that they're there. Yeah. I don't know about zero tolerance. Do you run into that as the parent of a school-aged child? Is there literature? Is there orientation around that, or is it just
suicide going on up here?
Yeah,
okay.
So institutional panic about little kids killing themselves, or like kids attempting it, or just it popping
kids following through with it.
Jesus, really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like what age?
Like middle school, high school.
Huh. Yeah, that sucks.
It's not a good place to be, really.
No, it's pretty blighted up there, actually.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Think the poverty of Detroit mixed with the violence of Chicago.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much where, you know, I live in Ohio.
Yeah. Is Mansfield, is that whole area still like heroin capital of the world?
Oh, they're knocking it all down up here, yeah.
Hmm? I don't understand what knocking it all down means in that context.
Oh, they're just, you know, they're knocking down all the buildings so that all the heroin people can't squat in them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No public restrooms.
There used to be. You've heard that story, right? In downtown Mansfield, Ohio? They used to, down at the square downtown, they had underground public restrooms.
No, I've never heard that story.
Yeah. And there was like this big scandal because they actually, the cops did like a sting investigation in the 50s, and they caught like all the, like the councilmen and people, like prominent businessmen in town, were going down there and giving each other like blowjobs. You didn't know about that?
No, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah. So the solution was they just like filled them all in with dirt. put an MLK statue above it. If you see an MLK statue anywhere, it's hiding a tradition of gay sex.
Yeah, of anonymous gay hookups.
Right. Yeah. Presidents of banks. Guy that owns the deli.
Man, how times have fallen. They used to have Eyes Wide Shut, you know, like crazy orgies. Now they're just, I don't know, different times.
Mel the Butcher. He owned a landscaping business, but he gave a toothy head.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Chris, can I tell them what they can do?
Please.
Okay. Head over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Kick us a couple of bucks if you can. It goes a long way towards helping us do things like that live show that just happened, and also improve the audio quality of the shows. It's a real cool way for you to help. Otherwise, you know the usual stuff, right? iTunes, ratings, reviews, Facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids.
And
good old fashioned telling a friend. Presents? Like what do you want? Like, you can't just say presents without giving an example.
No, you can say presents without giving an example, because it's not like I'm making a wish list.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? That's wrong if you ask for it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It has to come from a thoughtful place.
Right.
Chris, I think we've all learned a lesson about etiquette tonight.
I think we have.
Yeah. Sorry, America.
Sorry.